Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Coach Steven with Financial Coach for You. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. And we actually have a great guest this afternoon. We have Octavia Mack, a certified career advisor, founder of Red Feather Consultants. Octavia, thank you for joining the show, chatting with us today.
Hi, good afternoon, Coach Steven. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Why don't you start out with our listening audience with telling us a little bit about yourself and how you started your career into this with this business.
Okay. So as you said earlier, that I'm a certified career advisor. I've been in the workforce development for about 8 years, and in that time I've been doing career counseling, career advising, and different locations. And I'm also, as you said, the founder of Red Feather Career Coaching. And Red Feather Career Coaching is a business that helps individuals transition into, give them the tools to transition into a career that they will enjoy. As a career coach, I specialize in empowering women with the confidence to transition into a career that they will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Great. So tell us, as a new entrepreneur, what have you found to be the most challenging obstacle to overcome to enter into this field, into this new business?
You know, honestly, one of the biggest challenges that I have is something for myself, and that's the imposter syndrome and, like, feeling like I can't do this or I'm not equipped to do this. And with that, I have my own coaches. I have my own mentors, and it's about a mindset shift for myself and realizing why I'm doing this, and the reason why I am, you know, doing this is to help people get to where they enjoy their career like I enjoy mine. And so that's what helps that. But that imposter syndrome can really shock you at times because you're feeling like, oh, I can't do this. Who am I? And no matter how much you do it and how much somebody tells you that you've helped them, every time you go to do something new, it's always saying you can't do that. There's something in your mind telling you that. But that's also what I want to help with, is helping making that mindset shift for people when that comes to them as well.
That's definitely a barrier that a lot of people have, is this that sense of confidence and overcoming that fear and feeling that they have the ability to actually move forward and exploring different types of transitions. What would you say that the biggest challenges that women face today in making a career transition?
What I've observed for that is the challenge that they have is the lack of confidence, that lack of confidence to be able to say what they want to do and where they want to go. And it's about, like, self-awareness. It's about finding that self-awareness and seeing, this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to go, and I deserve to be there. And I've put in the work. I have the experience. A lot of times, I mean, people in general look at certain things and say, well, I don't have this or that to get there. You know, I don't have everything that's listed. And just because you haven't done it or you don't have a certain, quote, like, degree doesn't mean that that's not where you can find yourself going. It's like it's that lack of confidence of getting there. And so that's, for me, is to help build that confidence to build that self-awareness to say, okay, this is where I want to go. And this is how I'm going to get there.
Excellent, excellent. I know everyone does have something to offer. They have the potential to be able to develop those skills in specific areas. You know that, and it's just a matter of being able to envision that. And so, some of the tools that I'm sure that you use to help people be able to see that long-term vision of seeing themselves being successful in a career. What are some strategies that you use? What are some steps that you've taken to help them overcome that lack of confidence?
So, for one of the core values of Red Feather Coaching Community is meaningful connection. And so making that meaningful connection, having that open communication, building that trust for them, for my client to let me know what it is that they need to get to where they want to get to, and also using different assessments so they can become more self-aware and have more, be more aware of their behaviors and how they can work with others and also work better with themselves.
It's just a matter of different people's experiences. If someone has different types of experiences where they feel like they were a failure, and I think it's more about the perspective of that experience, that the failure in itself, it can definitely push people down and really impact their ability to move forward. But then at the same time, I think that failures can also be in a perspective, a learning experience, where they will feel like this is where I wasn't able to achieve my goals, and how can I learn from that? And I think that's something I'm sure that you've met with clients who have faced various different types of challenges, and not look at that as a roadblock, but more of a challenge to say, okay, how can we overcome this? An example would be like inventors. Inventors probably have more failures than successes, you know.
That's about a shift in your mindset of taking it as a failure, and more than saying like looking at it as a failure, just like looking at it as a learning experience. That's what I also like to say, like making that mindset shift to say, this didn't work out, but it's not necessarily a failure. It's a learning experience, and I can say that I didn't, find out what I learned from this. A lot of times with my clients, when they're going through interviews and they're really looking for a position that they want, but then they don't, the interview doesn't go well, and it's like, let's talk about the interview doesn't have the outcome that they want. And so let's talk about what you felt like that you did well. And let's see what you feel like you can do different. And so it's still a learning experience. Although you didn't receive the outcome that you wanted, it's still a learning experience that you receive and that you can get better and better as you grow. And you can also decide, like, maybe this is not the way I want to go with this.
Okay. Would you say that resumes are still an influential part of in the workforce industry, as far as employers looking for that resumes are a tool, they're still a vital piece of the hiring decisions?
They're definitely still a vital piece of the hiring experience because of the way that technology is now. Like you can really only apply online, especially now when we're in the, going through COVID, the COVID pandemic, and people are not wanting for people to come in, and but it's also about like networking as well. But that resume is what gets you in the door. That resume, cover letter is what gets you in for the employers to see if that's who they want to work with.
Okay, fantastic. So we have a couple callers in, and we'll go ahead and we're gonna take those. Caller whose last numbers, its last four digits are 9610. 9610. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to Financial Coach for You. This is Coach Steven. Do you have a question for our guest Octavia?
I do. I do have a question for your guest, Octavia. So what my dilemma is, I finally found a position I love being in, and it's HR, but I don't have a background, or I haven't gone to school for it. So I'm going on interviews. I'm getting the interviews, but once they find out that I don't have a college degree for the position I've been working in for 6 years, I'm not qualified. So could you give me some advice on how to overcome this?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you so much for asking it. And the great and congratulations on getting your interviews. And the great
thing
about it is that you are getting the interviews.
Yes.
Once you are in the interviews, obviously they seem that you didn't really have the degree. I would just really make sure that I'm speaking on the experience that you have. Make sure that
okay.
you're speaking on the experience that you have with in human resources, and also researching the business to make sure that you can speak to speak in their language,
okay,
and know why you want to be a part of their business, and also making sure that that's a business that you want to be a part of.
Okay.
But in that as well, asking those questions of at the end of the interview, like, is there any hesitations right now? Or even if you want to ask the question of, is my lack of education, you know, hindering me at this point? You know,
I'm about to do that. Okay.
And to let them know, like, this is it. Let them know the experience, like really put it out there. You want to highlight that in your resume and cover letter, and make sure you're highlighting it in the interview, even if it seems repetitive.
Okay, now is there a particular resume format that I should be using? Because I believe that I'm showcasing it on my resume, but I don't think that they're catching the fact that I'm not or I have gone to school or college for the profession that I'm in right now. So should I kind of adjust my resume somehow?
You just want to make sure.
So that way I'm not wasting anybody's time.
Right. You want to make sure that you're continuing to use the chronological, but also
okay.
just make your top heavy. Make your top heavy,
okay.
your top product, because you only have like 30 seconds for an employer to see if they want to say yes or no. So make sure
okay.
you put that experience really at the top of your resume in your summary of qualifications or your area of expertise.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I really highly appreciate that, and I will definitely take that advice and see where it takes me from here, because I love being in HR. It's just that I'm not being chosen for those positions when I know I'm very qualified to do them, but I guess I'll just continue trying,
thank
right?
Thank you so much, Bridget. Yes, thank you. That's a great question. Thanks for your call. That's a fantastic question. And Octavia, the point that you brought up is one of the things was the language, the terminology on the resume that is necessary, and that's definitely important when looking for a position that some may not have experience with the training, but they still use the same language. So we got one more time for one more call. Color last digits are 6558. Thanks for calling. You have a question?
Yes. Thank you so much, Octavia, for addressing the fact that so many people quit before they really get started. I love your name, the name of your company. Can you tell me how did you come up with such an awesome name?
So Red Feather. I am of African American and Native American descent. So from my Native American descent, the feather is it shows high honor. That when you receive the feather, when they were in battle, it shows high honor. And so the red feather it shows a success and high honor, and it can move forward confidently to acquire wisdom, passion, courage, and prosperity. And so that's why I chose that name for my clients to know that they are of high honor and success, and that they can move forward confidently.
Excellent. Well, thank you again so much for that. That was one of the questions I was going to ask. Thank you, caller, for that question. Appreciate it. And some more information. Octavia, how can someone reach you if they are interested in more of your services and just getting more information?
So I'm in the process of like rebranding. So my website is actually still under construction, but you can reach me at my email at contact. It's contact at redfeathercc.org, or at my phone number 619-341-0270.
Fantastic.
Again,
well, thank you so much for sharing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say my email again. It's contact at redfeathercc.org.
Again, thank you so much. Very helpful information for our listening audience today. And just wish you all the best success. And I hope to bring you back on again in the future to share more information with our audience. Thanks again. And
yes.
Thanks everyone for listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio. Join us every week at this time to listen to a new business, small business that is out there that you may be interested in. If you're interested in yourself in promoting, getting some promotion, then contact us here at Stephen with a V, at financialcoach4u.net. And we'll definitely get in touch with you as far as having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.